WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Tariffs, despite retaliatory tariffs now from Europe and Canada, the EU is targeting $28 billion worth of American goods, everything from motorcycles to bourbon, the Canadians, steel, computer, and cast iron products. The country's finance minister, Dominic LeBlanc.
Our sole focus is to stand up for Canadian interests, Canadian jobs, and Canadian workers.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans don't have the votes to pass their funding bill, but Democrats, he says, would be on board to negotiate a bipartisan solution.
I hope our Republican colleagues will join us to avoid a shutdown on Friday.
President Trump said today members of his team are on their way to Russia for talks on a ceasefire in Ukraine. In the Kursk area of Russia, which the Ukrainians took last summer, Russian forces are moving to surround those forces. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Assembly Government Operations Accountability and Transparency Committee held its first public meeting on Tuesday. The state-level replication of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency used the hearing to question government leaders over telework policies, use of workspace, and cybersecurity. A number of state officials speaking during the hearing praised the availability of remote work, saying the flexibility has helped agencies attract competitive applicants. Critics questioned the productivity of remote workers. Republican proposed legislation that would require sheriffs to help immigration authorities pass the state assembly's public safety committee on Tuesday. The proposal would require sheriffs to verify the citizenship of anybody arrested on felony-level offenses. If they're unable to verify that citizenship, they would be legally required to report it to the Department of Homeland Security. The legislation will now get a full vote in the assembly, but Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. The Chippewa County Board voted 16-4 to approve the appointment of Andrew Alborado as the new county administrator on Tuesday night. Alborado will officially begin his employment with the county on April 28th following the full board approval, and his term will end in August of 2027. He has served in his current role as the Sawyer County Administrator since 2022 and previously served as the Rusk County Administrative Coordinator. Alborado will be taking over for the retiring County Administrator Randy Scholes. Marshfield Clinic Health Systems is looking for residents in the Rice Lake area who are interested in participating in a cancer prevention study. Residents between 30 and 70 years old with no personal history of cancer can enroll for the National Cancer Institute Connect for Cancer Prevention Study in Rice Lake today. A second enrollment session will take place in late April. The National Cancer Institute is seeking around 200,000 people across the country for the study, which plans to explore causes of cancer to improve prevention efforts. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks lose in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks against the Pacers. Just over 3 seconds left when Oshkosh native Tyrese Halliburton makes a clutch three-point shot and draws a foul to win the game. Brian Anderson on TNT.
Pacers down three. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up.
The Bucks lose 115-114. Doc Rivers says nobody covered Halliburton.
He was open the whole play, and we'll have to figure it out because that's a play that should never happen.
So the Bucks have lost three in a row. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Junior Bridgman has died. He collapsed from a heart attack while speaking at a Boy Scouts luncheon in Louisville. Bridgman played 9 seasons for the Bucks before becoming a billionaire businessman and part owner of the team. John McLaughlin was one of his teammates.
The finest person I've ever known in my life. Just class guy.
Junior Bridgman was 71 with sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid 60s. Chance of showers and storms Friday, high around 70. Windy, rain to snow, and falling temps Saturday. Sun, breezy, and a high in the upper 30s only Sunday. Currently 51 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already, people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already, farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
It's Thursday. We're excited to meet our pharmacist, Dr. Omar, at 8 a.m., followed by Mandela Barnes in the second hour to discuss the April elections, the Supreme Court, and the state superintendent.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who considers a silver medal a participation award, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this very special edition of Nightlight, kind of like a very special after-school special. We have an abbreviated show tonight. It's great to have you with us, even if it's just for an hour. I guess that's all we get of you people, but we'll take it. Right, K-Man?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So we don't really have a... It's kind of a different show. We don't have a question of the night because part of this is pre-recorded, but we'll get through it anyway. And we have a really cool topic tonight. We decided to do something kind of cool for our special hour-long edition of Nightlight on this Wednesday night, following phenomenal coverage here throughout the day by Civic Media. We're going to talk about the Big Lebowski. You ready for that, Conrad?
I'm always ready for the dude talk.
For some dude talk. It was a good day to do this because last week we celebrated the Day of the Dude. And there are Big Lebowski festivals everywhere. It's beyond a cult film. I think of a cult film like a smaller thing that has a small, loyal following. The Big Lebowski over the years has become a huge, much beyond a cult following, but very adamant supporters, I would say. I think there's a Lebowski Fest still in Milwaukee every year. I think there's one in Kentucky. But anyway, it's one of my favorite films and one of my favorite Coen Brothers films, obviously. And we're going to talk about that tonight. And we have a special guest joining us, and it's the guy who inspired my love for this movie, The Big Lebowski. And his name is Greg Liana. He will be here at 6:35. I should tell you, we were very close to getting Bunny Lebowski on the show, but it didn't work out. Actress Tara Reid was going to join us because she's a friend of Greg's. They're collaborating on something, but it was unable to happen. Maybe we'll do that down the road. But we have great talk about this great movie with Greg at 6:35. We're going to play some Big Lebowski clips at 6:20, some of our favorites. And it should be a fun show. It's going to be a very quick hour, but hope you're having a great night wherever you're joining us from in Wisconsin and you're settled in on this very special edition of Nightlight. I feel like we need some sentimental, sappy music, Conrad. Do we have anything like that in the Nightlight library?
I could try to find something.
Sappy. We don't do many special shows. It feels kind of good.
It's pretty cool.
It is cool. And we have a theme. We don't really do theme shows. I know Dan Schaefer and I talked about doing a special Wire segment because we're both huge Wire fans. And I liked Dan even more when he told me that. I didn't care for him before that, but he and I have since become friends. Conrad, you're supposed to laugh at that so he knows I'm joking. Dan Schaefer's a hell of a guy.
I got some sad music if you want me to play it quick.
You got sad music? Let's hear it. fun.
this is my jam.
Yeah, this doubles as Sad Lebowski music or special episode music, as well as No More Gelato in Green Bay Next Door to Us music.
I think they're reopening soon. I hope. I want some of that espresso gelato again. That was so good.
It was 70 yesterday. They should have had a very special opening in honor of our very special episode.
But then it's kind of cold again today, so then they wouldn't have the traffic again.
It's not too bad, though. But anyway, we have a great show tonight, folks. It's going to be on and off. Little Lebowski talk with Greg Liana at 6:35. Some clips at 6:20. And tomorrow, big day, Conrad. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Say it along with me.
National Girl Scout
Cookie Day.
All right. Well, we didn't get that in sync at all.
Listen, Gleason never rehearsed. I don't like to rehearse. It seems strange to me. So what is your favorite Girl Scout cookie? This will be our question maybe Thursday night. We can put this out to people when we can actually field answers. But what is your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
I love Thin Mints, but I feel like that's a cop-out answer.
It's not a cop-out. I mean, they're popular for a reason. People love Thin Mints because they're great. I like the peanut butter ones, too. I think those are the best peanut butter cookies I've ever had.
I'm thinking I always forget what they're called.
You're Googling them right now, aren't you?
I am, because I forget what it's called. It's, the Samoas.
Trefoil. Oh, yeah. What are those? Are they coconut?
Yeah, coconut. Those are actually...
Aaron Zomers is a big fan of the Samoas, too.
Right behind Thin Mints and Samoas. Those are my favorite.
But Samoas have what else? They have chocolate, like kind of a toasted coconut, right?
Yeah. Yep.
See, toasted coconut, real coconut should not even have a seat at the table if toasted coconut is there. Toasted coconut is the greatest, like whether it's an ice cream bar or a cookie or whatever. It's phenomenal stuff. I would go Thin Mint, then I would go peanut butter, then Samoa.
So the peanut butters are called tagalongs.
Tagalongs, right. And what's the trefoil or something like that? Is it trefoil? Trefoil?
Yes. Yep. That's and just the shortbread.
Oh, that's kind of a boy. That's like a that's like a cookie you have tea with, right?
Yeah. So there's one that I didn't know they had. It's called Adventurefuls. And it's brownie-inspired cookies topped with caramel and sea salt.
Ooh.
That sounds really good.
Caramel and sea salt is like the ranch dressing of the last 2 years. Everything has caramel and sea salt on it. Try this turkey. Fred put caramel and sea salt on it to try something different. It's just all over the place. People are losing their minds over that stuff. But it is good. So those are good. We'll do that, I think, Thursday night when we're back live. We'll do a favorite Girl Scout because, as you know, people have been really digging the food questions.
Yeah.
I feel like we should do more food segments. I don't know. But it's a special show. We can talk about whatever we want. And we've got Matthew McConaughey has a new movie coming out. He has been retired or on sabbatical or hiatus or in a drunken stupor. I don't know. For 6 years. Other than doing voice for some kids' movies, and he's in this new film called The Rivals of Amzia, I think.
Amzia,
right?
Yep.
Amzia, yeah. And it's getting, there's some buzz. I don't know if it's good or not, but people make fun of him for his all right. He was caught naked once in his house playing the bongos. You can't really be caught naked in your own house. That's sort of like trespassing. The guy can do whatever he wants. He might have been on the front porch, though. That's where he might have crossed the line. Playing the bongos, but he's a good actor. Like sometimes he's kind of like, you almost want to laugh at him. Like those Mercury commercials, those just got kind of silly.
I don't think I remember those.
Oh, come on. Really? He's driving and he's got like, he looks really slick. He's got a suit on and he's driving around and he's talking to himself. It just seems a little insane. But you know what? I think Mercury saw a pretty good bump in their sales. So I do like the guy. Loved him in Dazed and Confused, Dallas Buyers Club, True Detective, the season he did with Woody Harrelson, phenomenal. And there is a buzz around The Rivals of Amzia King. So we'll check that out. That's another one. Robert Redford is coming out of retirement, and his was an actual retirement because he's 88. He executive produces a show called Dark Winds. with George R.R. Martin, who I believe created Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And Redford is going to do a cameo in the first episode of season three. And he hasn't acted in 6 years. It'll be a closed set because I understand he likes to work naked. People have to sign a non-disclosure. But that should be interesting. You wondered, like Gene Hackman, God rest his soul, had not acted in ages. But that was by choice. Like, he kind of retired in 2005 or so. Like, Redford was acting well into his 80s. So it should be interesting to see what he does or what kind of role it is, too. I did watch that show. I watched the pilot, and I did like it. I don't know why I didn't go back to it, though. It's kind of a reservation cop show set in the 70s, if I remember correctly. Good stuff. Have you been following The Bachelor?
I haven't even watched one episode of The Bachelor.
Okay.
I've never seen an episode.
You say that like you're kind of looking down your nose at other people.
But I have watched MILF Manor.
Yes, you have. So you can't look down on anybody. Here's another thing I thought was cool. This will drive people crazy, I think. Vanna White, beautiful Vanna White. I had such a crush on her when I was younger. When I say younger, I mean 48. And it was just disclosed. She's been doing Wheel of Fortune for 42 years. 42 years. You know how she's been able to do it, Conrad, and stick with it for so long?
Yoga?
I wouldn't rule that out, maybe. I'll tell you how. She turns letters. That's not that taxing.
Oh.
To make the gig even more cushy, she works 34 days a year.
How does she do it?
I know. And she only gets paid like $3 million a year. I would do it for half that, and I would wear the outfits.
Oh.
Hey, I got to pay the bills, buddy. I'm at the point where I don't care what people think of me. So anyway, love Vanna White, though. It's great. What a fun. And she talks at the end of the show. She's so likable. You know, and she's next to Ryan Seacrest. What do you think of Seacrest? You got an opinion on Seacrest?
Honestly, I don't even know what he's up to since American Idol.
I can't figure out if I like the guy or not. And it doesn't matter. He doesn't care. But he's kind of likable. But like when I worked on that show, Sports Soup, I wrote sports sketches all day with four other sports fans. It was one of the funnest jobs I ever had. We would walk across the street. We'd cross Wilshire to record everything. And there's Seacrest in his corner window studio recording gobs of stuff that he gets paid millions of dollars for. And he would give us a wave. Like, he was that nice of a guy. But there's something disingenuous about it. I can't figure it out. I'm going to get to the bottom of it. All right, we got a fun show. Greg Galiana is here. It's tough to say. He is the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. He's been on the show before, but I thought I would have him on today. Actually, I thought he was bringing Tara Reid. If I had known he wasn't, forget it. Sorry. Okay. No. Greg is here at 6:35. He is the biggest Lebowski fan. Turn me on to the movie Gangbusters. Very excited to talk to him about the Big Lebowski in honor of the Day of the Dude, which just passed. That's coming up after some Big Lebowski clips, which are coming up next. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight, a very special Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for matinee on air.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and t-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/radio and use code radio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/radio and use code radio at checkout.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the leadership of Trisha Zunker. This history maker from the Wausau area is the first Native American woman to run for Congress. Zunker is a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation and has served as a justice on its Supreme Court, leading the fight for health care and the rights of Indigenous communities. She's also a teacher and former president of the Wausau School Board. She believes in standing up for students and teachers, promoting inclusivity and equity in education. Zunker's campaign for Congress and advocacy for our community inspires women of every background. She is a reminder for all people to pursue leadership roles to make your voices heard. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Maggie Dawn.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's so weird. When we do stuff like this, this is a very special edition of Nightlight Tonight, kind of a shortened version. We kind of piecemealed it together. We've got some interviews, a couple pre-recorded things, but it's weird. The first thing I want to do coming out of a break is read a text. When the listeners are not with us, Conrad, the show does not seem real.
Well, I should have sent you a text just to read from me.
You could have. Would it have killed you to do that?
I'm sorry. I could have sent you my favorite Girl Scout cookie. Over text. No,
we'll save that for Thursday, buddy. That thing is going to blow up. The Civic Media text line is going to explode. I might be exaggerating. This is a special edition of Nightlight, so it's great to have you with us. We're only doing an hour, and we are celebrating the Day of the Dude, which happened last week, but we haven't had a proper mention of it, should I say. We haven't been able to properly celebrate the Day of the Dude.
Yeah.
So we thought this is a short show, so we'll do it tonight. And Greg Liana will be here in just a few minutes to talk about he'll come on and he'll say, you know, I'm not the guy that knows the most about the Big Lebowski, but he is. And he turned me on to it. I had seen it, but he's like, give it another chance. It's great. And I did. And now it's one of my favorite movies. So that's kind of what we're talking about here tonight on this very special edition of Nightlight. We have some clips here we'd like to share with you. Some will take you down memory lane if you've seen the film. And if you haven't seen the film, well, maybe they'll make you want to. So Jeffrey Lebowski, a former roadie who loves to bowl and drink White Russians and lives most of his life in a bathrobe in an extremely modest, to say the least, apartment in Los Angeles, is visited by some thugs. And this is how the story gets set into motion. They steal the dude's rug.
Where's the money, Lebowski? You want that money, Lebowski? Bunny says you're good for it. Where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the money, Lebowski? Where's the money, head?
It's down there somewhere. Let me take another look.
Don't with us. Your wife owes money to Jackie Treehorn. That means you owe money to Jackie Treehorn.
Ever thus the deadbeats, Lebowski.
No, don't do that. Not on the rug, man.
See? See what happens, Lebowski? You see what happens?
Nobody calls me Lebowski. You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Your name's Lebowski, Lebowski. Your wife is Bunny.
My wife, Bunny? Do you see a wedding ring on my finger? Does this place look like I'm married? The toilet seat's up, man.
Okay, so I stand corrected. They don't steal his rug.
Yeah.
They pee on his rug, basically ruining it, or as the actual Big Lebowski says, every time a rug is miterated upon in this fair city, I'm responsible? So that kind of sets the story in motion. The dude wants to be reimbursed for his rug that is ruined, and it becomes this big caper. Where should we go next? What's a Jesus? All right, this is Lebowski with John Goodman and Steve Buscemi, his bowling compadres, and their arch rival played by John Turturro, who goes by the name of Jesus.
I see you roll your way into the semis. Dios mio, man. Liam and me, we're gonna f*** you up.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like your opinion, man.
Let me tell you something, Pandeo. You pull any of your crazy s*** with us, you flash a piece out on the lanes, I'll take it away from you and stick it up your ass and pull the f***ing trigger till it goes click.
Jesus.
You said it, man. Nobody f***ed with the Jesus.
Eight-year-olds, dude.
So the thing with, I love that they don't even call him Jesus. He goes by Jesus, which is pretty gutsy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even do that. And my name's Pete. But he's such a great character because he's like this pedophile and they just harass him the whole movie. But he's a great bowler. It's just so Coen Brothers. Like the character's so layered and John Turturro plays him so well. Do we have time for our last clip?
Yeah.
All right, cool. This is okay. This is Lebowski. He thinks he's out of the woods. A couple thugs grab him and he's got a white Russian in his hand. That's his drink of choice. And he's whisked into a limo trying not to spill his white Russian.
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Start talking and talk fast, you lousy bum.
We've been frantically trying to reach you, dude.
Where is my damn money, you bum?
Well, I don't...
They did not receive the money, you nitwit. They did not receive the money. Her life was in your hands.
This is our concern, dude.
No, man, nothing is here.
Nothing is
no, man.
The damn plane has crashed into the mountain.
No, man, come on. Who are you going to believe? Those guys are... We dropped off the damn money.
We?
I. The royal we. You know, the editorial, I dropped off the money exactly as per... Look, man, I've got certain information, all right? Certain things have come to light, and, you know, has it ever occurred to you that instead of, you know, running around blaming me, you know, given the nature of all this new shit, you know, this could be a lot more... complex. I mean, it's not just, it might not be just such a simple, you know?
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
I love his assistant. This is our concern, dude.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, what a loss he was. You know, it's funny. I'm watching the show Zero Day with Robert De Niro, Joan Allen, and Jesse Plemons, an actor I really like, is in it too. He's married to Kirsten Dunst. And Jesse Plemons is great in everything I see him in. And I feel like, not just physically, they kind of physically resemble each other, but he kind of reminds me of Philip Seymour Hoffman. And he's capable of doing the same type of roles. But Philip Seymour Hoffman's great. He was in Mission Impossible, played a real badass. Then he plays this kind of wimpy assistant in Big Lebowski. Such a great actor, but the whole film has just a great cast. And we will discuss that and do more of a deep dive into The Big Lebowski in honor of the Day of the Dude. And Greg is going to take my Big Lebowski quiz. That's coming up next after the news on this very special edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwab. Great to have you with me on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced the new director of the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigations. In a press release on Tuesday, Attorney General Call announced that Jake Jansky will lead the department. Jansky has over 10 years of experience with the agency, which he joined as a special agent with the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit in 2013. He later oversaw a number of offices as a director, including the ICAC and Human Trafficking Bureau and the Native American Drug and Gang Initiative. Wisconsin residents interested in becoming an organ donor can now do so while filing their taxes. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has added a new option to the income tax return, allowing residents to sign up with the state donor registry right on their tax forms. Officials are hoping the added convenience will increase the number of registered donors in the state. Any resident above 15 years of age can register as a donor regardless of their health history. There are currently over 1,400 Wisconsinites waiting for organ transplants. Oakleaf Clinics has announced plans to open a new primary care clinic in Rice Lake this summer. According to organization officials, the new clinic will include urgent care services and open on the south side of the city sometime in May or June. The facility on Wisconsin Avenue used to be an eye care clinic, which Oakleaf Medical Network is in the process of renovating. Officials say community members have been calling for increased health care options, a common plea in the Chippewa Valley following the HSHS and Prevea closures last year. Spring Valley school officials are reminding residents of two referendum questions that will appear on the April ballot. The first question will ask residents to approve infrastructure upgrades covering things like security, electrical, and HVAC systems. The second asks residents to approve electrical and mechanical upgrades for Syverson Pool and to construct an 8-lane competition track facility. The district will host a live virtual meeting on the referendum questions on March 25th. The projects were chosen with the help of a community survey. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the low 30s. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. Chance of showers and storms Friday, high around 70. Windy, rain to snow, and falling temps Saturday. Sun, breezy, and a high in the upper 30s only Sunday. Right now it's 50.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Today we are seeing the largest number of humanitarian emergencies since after World War II. We should be expanding our life-saving aid programs, not shutting them down during this time of crisis. I don't care where they come from. They are human beings. We weren't even having this conversation before 7 weeks ago, before Donald Trump took office, before a monster took office.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, we'll be joined by Chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Ben Wickler, to talk about the people versus Elon Musk, our billionaire overlord. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Now, come on!
lighting it up from Madison tonight on this gorgeous Wednesday evening here in Madison, Wisconsin. So in celebration of the Day of the Dude, which was last week, I thought it would be fun to have someone who sort of, I always liked the movie. I saw it the first time The Big Lebowski came out, but I didn't love it. And at the time, I was doing a lot of writing with my writing partner, Greg Liena. We had all these great talks about movies, and he loved The Big Lebowski, and he kept encouraging me to go back to it. He said, I'm telling you, give it another chance. You're going to love it. And boy, did I. It's like one of my all-time favorite films. And, you know, in the movie over the last 20 years has become an absolute cult classic. I would say it's beyond cult, but definitely the people who are fans of the film are truly fans. They have Lebowski fests all over the place and a national Day of the Dude like we had last week. So I thought we would celebrate that a little bit tonight on this shortened show with the man responsible in part for warming me up to The Big Lebowski. He joins us now on the phone. He is the creator of Meet the Parents and a prolific movie writer and former stand-up comedian, Greg Galeana. Greg, hey.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's I'm glad I played a small part in getting you tuned to The Big Lebowski. It's one of the great comedies of all time, I think.
I agree. And, you know, when I saw this and when I realized I wanted to do this, I was like, well, who better than... Because I remember you would come over and we would write and it was like... You kept quoting the movie, and I'm like, yeah, it was funny, and you could tell I was lukewarm, and you just kept after me, and I'm so glad. It was like, it's just like one of my all-time favorite movies now, so it...
You know, I had a similar, I saw it, I liked it when it came out,
yeah.
But I think it wasn't until repeated viewings I really appreciated its genius, you know?
Right, and that's kind of like, I guess the Coen brothers get that privilege of people going back to watch it, like, you know... With our backgrounds, with independent film, you don't get a second chance. But since they're the Coen brothers, people keep, they stay with it. And I think a lot of people did. So, all right, let me ask you this, Greg. Where do you rank it in terms of Coen brother films?
I would say it's my favorite, and I love the Coen brothers.
Same.
But I think I definitely watched it more than any other. I mean, I love... Miller's Crossing,
yeah,
and Barton Fink. But I think I've watched The Big Lebowski more than any of those films. I never get tired of it. And if it happens to be on somewhere and I have to watch it, you know.
Right. Yeah. One of those films you can't turn off.
You know what I love about it? You know that I'm a big Laurel and Hardy fan.
Yeah.
I think it's very Laurel and Hardy influenced. I had this theory because it's a humor of suffering. You know, this horrible stuff keeps happening to the dude, like Oliver Hardy. And a couple years later, a book came out about the Coen brothers, and they're giant Laurel and Hardy fans.
No kidding.
Yeah, and I was like, you know the moment when he throws the ashes and they blow in his face and he's there with a straight face? That's Oliver Hardy. You could have put Laurel and Hardy into that. There's so many visual... The funniest stuff about the movie to me is as many great quotes as there are, it's so visually funny when he crashes into the dumpster.
Oh, it's great.
Or when the sheriff throws the cup at his head or the ash. You know, it's visually is very funny.
That's a great point. I think you're right. Like Creedence Clearwater is playing. He's looking at the paper. He avoids something because he's got a joint in his lap. And when his car hits that dumpster and goes up in the air, it comes down.
I can't not laugh at that. Yeah.
And the coffee cup, too. The sheriff is so great. Like everybody, Jackie Treehorn, it's just the whole cast is fantastic.
Yeah, it's really, it's brilliant writing. I mean, and great actors, too, of course.
And based on, I'm sure you know this, The Big Sleep, I think they took Philip Marlowe and they just put the dude in his place. And made it a rug, right. And it's just such.
You know, I read that they said Fargo was based on a true story, and The Big Lebowski was not advertised that way. But there's way more truth in The Big Lebowski than in Fargo. There's more that actually happened.
Oh, very cool. Have you ever been to any of the like Lebowski fests or anything like that that take place?
No, I haven't. I would love to, but I've not yet.
I can't see myself like traveling hundreds of miles to do it, but like if it was in the same city, I'd certainly wander over.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny. So, who is your favorite character aside from the dude? I assume in the cast, who is your favorite?
Oh, well, Walter, then, if not the dude. Yeah. Walter's just a hysterical character.
Absolutely.
You know, the guy that everything is Vietnam, and he's just his anger, temper tantrums, and the way he treats Donnie. I mean, I think the dude Walter is my favorite character. Then.
Here's the issue I had. I think some of the times, when you first watch The Big Lebowski, you kind of miss some stuff. Like, when they're in the car, and he's like, I roll out of here with the Uzi. You didn't think I was rolling out of here naked, did you? Take the hill. And he's saying all this stuff. And I'm like, what? It's so fast. I didn't even catch what he was saying to like the second or third viewing. And I think that's the issue with, for me anyway, with The Big Lebowski, was like, what the hell's going on here? You know?
Yeah. You gotta pay attention.
For sure.
I love that. But they said that was based on an uncle of theirs or something like that. Someone that it was always, everything was Vietnam. Yeah. They took that from life.
All right, so Greg, I came up with this fun, I think it should be fun, a Big Lebowski quiz, and I can't think of anyone I'd rather give this to.
Well, there are those who know more than I about the movie, but I'll do my best.
Well, this isn't anything you needed to research. An authority, but I think you should be okay with this quiz. I didn't do anything. I'm not trying to stump you or anything, but I think you'll probably know these. Maybe one or two tough ones, but let's try it. Conrad, you ready? You got the bell ready? Oh, perfect. Beautiful. Where's my bell? I would love to do stereo. Somebody took my bell.
I don't know.
And the mayor. Okay. All right.
An angel got its wings.
All right. Greg Liana is here, folks. He is the creator of the Meet the Parents franchise. He's got several other things in production and a very funny, formerly very funny stand-up comedian. He's been on this show several times. And we are celebrating the Day of the Dude. Greg Liana, writer-director, is going to take the dude quiz, or the Big Lebowski quiz. All right, you ready, Greg?
I'm ready.
Here we go. We'll start off easy. What is the dude's favorite drink?
White Russian.
Well done. You ever had a White Russian?
I have not.
Really?
I've also never had opened a carton of milk in the supermarket, but
I know you're not a big drinker, but a White Russian is one of those things, like, I think you have to experience, especially if you like the movie. But, you know, that's just me.
Right.
All right, so here we go. Number two. Who is behind the theft of the dude's rug?
Who's behind it?
Yeah, who orchestrated it?
Well, the second time is Maud Lebowski, but it's Jackie Treehorn. Wait, who? They peed on his rug. Is that what the question was?
Those are the guys that showed up to take the rug peers. But who sent them, I guess, is the question.
Well, they didn't come to take the rug. They just came to get the money back that the bunny spent. But they didn't take the rug.
Oh, well said. You're right. Okay.
Maud took the rug.
All right. We're going to accept that because that's true. That's not what I was going for, but you're absolutely right. And that's why Greg is on the show. He knows more about the Big Lebowski barely than me. All right. Why is the dude so desperate to get his rug back, Greg?
Because it tied the room together.
Yeah, it did. Let's go. 3 for 3. All right. What is Walter's last name?
Sobchak.
Beautiful. Don't you love that scene where he picks him up outside where it says Sobchak Security? He takes the wheel and they go. It's just so great. Everything about Walter is awesome. Greg is 4 for 4, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Very easy.
Who is the dude's favorite rock band?
He doesn't like the Eagles.
Oh, that was
Clearance?
Good. Say again?
Clearance. But he does not like the Eagles. Is that what you're?
That's correct,
for?
But that's not the question. Who is the dude's favorite rock band? I know rock isn't your first love, Greg, so this might be a little bit of a tough one for you.
Not Creedence?
Oh, he got it. And my next question was going to be who is his least favorite rock band? So you can give him a call.
Right.
What does the dude. Oh, never mind. Sorry. There he is. Okay. What is the name of the man they mistake the dude for? Could be kind of
Lebowski.
There you go. Boom. Let's go. Greg.
Big Lebowski.
Greg is 5 for 5, crushing it. All right, what do the nihilists put in the bathtub while the dude is having a soak?
A ferret.
Nice.
I used to have one. A marmot, whatever they call it.
Marmot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a ferret.
Are they the same thing?
I think so.
That's another one of my favorite lines when they're sitting at the bowling alley at the bar. He goes, what are you, a park ranger now?
Right.
All right. Who plays the Big Lebowski's daughter, Maude?
Juliet Moore? What is her name?
Close enough. Julian. All righty.
Wait.
Julian Moore.
Julian, okay.
6-7. Greg is 7 for 7. All right.
Well, that last one was a little shaky. I got to make up for that.
I got a couple here you might, because I thought if you crushed it, I got to have a couple you at least have to think about. But this one might be a stretch for you. Who is Maude Lebowski's friend, the video artist, who is there when...
Miles begins with an H?
You're right about the H.
What's that?
You're right about the H.
Yeah, it's this is Miles Harrigan or something. I can't think of the name.
Give him a light tap. It's Knox Harrington.
Knox Harrington. Why did I say Miles?
Knox Harrington, the video artist. Yeah. So what you do, Lebowski? So great. I love that scene. I'm a friend of Maudie's. All right. So Greg is, well, let's see, 7. I would say 7.5 out of 8. Very respectable score.
I haven't watched it recently. I should have watched it to bone up, but.
No, that would have taken the fun out of it. All right. Greg is doing very well here. What adult film name do the Coen? I'm sorry. Wait. I can't read my own writing. What adult film name does one of the nihilists, actor Peter Stormare, go by? Does that make sense?
The name of the porno that he starred in?
His porno name.
Oh, fuck. The Logjammers. What's his name?
That's the movie, is Logjammin'.
Yeah. No, I can't think of it. Something, it's some sexual innuendo, but.
Carl Hungus. I'm sorry.
Carl Hungus.
The correct answer. Do you have a sad bell ring, Conrad? All right, Greg is 7.5 out of 9. Still doing really well. That was kind of a tough one, especially if you haven't watched it in a while. What character, another kind of tough one, Greg, what character in The Big Lebowski wrote over 150 episodes of the show called Branded?
Oh, what is his name? Oh, wait. Branded. He has health problems.
You ever hear of a little show called Brandon?
Arthur.
Oh, nice.
Digby Sellers.
Yes. Wow, nice pull. That was a tough one.
He has health problems.
He's like in an iron lung.
Good day to you, sir.
And a good day. All right, just as an aside, what was his son's name? Do you remember?
Little Larry.
Yes. Very well done. All right. Greg is crushing the Big Lebowski quiz. We got a few more questions. We're going to do a very short break, and we will come back with Greg Liana, who is here to help us celebrate the Day of the Dude, which was actually a few days ago. But you can never not celebrate the Big Lebowski, and we're doing that on this shortened episode of Nightlight. Hope you're having a great night. Glad you're with us. We're coming right back, and Greg will finish the quiz, and I'm sure he will continue to nail it. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Progress, we have found a way to talk around the problem. Building towers, foresight isn't anything at all. Why the sky and sell the sky and leave the sky and sell the sky? Oh.
93.5 The Tap.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down the night.
Welcome back to this shortened version of Nightlight, but no less fun. We are celebrating the Day of the Dude, has its own national day, very deservedly so, and helping us celebrate the Day of the Dude is a Big Dude fan and Big Lebowski fan, and the man who made me more of a Big Lebowski fan. Meet the Parents writer, creator, Greg Gliena. Greg, you're doing so great on the quiz.
I'm sure there are listeners who could do way better than me, but I'll...
Yeah, but you know what? Don't be intimidated by someone in their parents' basement who knows everything about the Lebowski. when is Meet the Parents 4 coming out anytime soon, or 5? What are they on now?
You know, all I know is they're in talks.
Okay.
That's all I know.
They should consult you. That's what I say. But all right, let's see. We got a few more minutes here with Greg. Let's see if we can finish this this Big Lebowski quiz. He's doing very well. I think he's got 8.5 out of 10, I believe. Is that correct, Conrad?
It's 8.5 out of...
8.5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Out of 10, yeah.
All right. Here we go. Greg is going to... we got 5 more questions. Let's see how Greg does here. All right. Greg, who is the narrator of The Big Lebowski?
The actor?
The actor, correct.
Sam Elliott?
Very nicely done. 9.5 out of 11. We have a half a point. I think that's fine.
Don't put the pressure on me.
What character? Here's an easy one for you. What character dies of a heart attack during the altercation in the parking lot with the Nihilists?
Johnny, who loved bowling.
Is that his last name? Yeah, that's correct.
No. Johnny. But I wasn't that what Walter says when he's doing his eulogy?
What does he say?
Donnie, who loved bowling.
Donnie was a good bowler.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if we ever got Donnie's last name.
I don't think we did either. I never even... It took me, like, till the 6th viewing, I think, until I understood Sobchak was Walter's last name. All right. 3 more questions for Greg Gliena, kind enough to join us here and share in the Day of the Dude celebration here at Nightlight. Which Lebowski bowling adversary's toe slips over the line during league play?
Oh, He's a pacifist.
Yes. Think of
over the line. What's his name?
I'm sorry, blank. You're over the line.
Yeah.
Do you like cigarettes, Greg?
Smoky.
Awesome.
Oh, but you helped me with that one.
That's all right. You're still doing great. 11.5 out of 13. Here's the thing. I think you would have eventually gotten there. So we do have commercial breaks and all that kind of stuff. So I'm just pushing things along a little bit. All right. Two more. What president is photographed bowling over the Big Lebowski's phone?
Nixon.
Very well. Very well done. How annoying is that bell sound getting, Greg? That's a serious question on the quiz.
Right.
All right, Greg is 12.5 out of 14, crushing this thing. Last question on the quiz. How are we doing on time, Conrad?
We still got a couple minutes.
2 minutes left? Perfect.
More? Three.
Oh, good. So I have time to sing? Perfect.
If you want to.
All right. It's only a matter of time. What? You ready for the last question, Greg?
Yes, I am.
This is a really tough one. What kind of car does the Big Lebowski drive? I'll give you a hint.
No idea.
It's the same car Starsky drove on Starsky and Hutch in the 70s.
That doesn't help me.
Clint Eastwood made a film with this title.
Oh, Gran Torino?
Yeah!
You gave it to me. I can't take a point for that.
I'll give you half a point with that one, so you finished 13 out of 15. That's not too bad. That's fantastic.
Yeah, not a car guy.
Is it okay now to say that you were trying to get Bunny Lebowski here on the show as well? But a previous commitment came up.
She has the info, but...
Tara Reid. That's okay.
If you can make it, call. If you can't, I will.
That's why I like having friends in high places. Thanks for trying.
Well, we're trying to fund a horror movie that she's going to star in.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I assume she's the lead and she has a good scream?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we have Bonnie Ahrens, who plays the nun. We have her attached as well, so...
Wait, who?
Bonnie Ahrens, who plays the nun. You know the movie The Nun, the horror movie? She's the face of the nun.
Dude, I love how, like, Greg writes all these great comedies, but you like writing horror every once in a while, too.
I think it's similar to comedy in a way. It's like, bad stuff happening, but it's just not funny. It's scary.
It's tragedy without the laughs.
Can I plug Road Dog?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Yeah, my film, The Road Dog, which stars Doug Stanhope and Pete Schwabba, is available on Tubi for free, so check it out.
It's my best work. I expect to get a call for this horror film, too, by the way, buddy.
Absolutely.
All right, Greg, thanks so much for the help. Happy Day of the Dude. You're a trooper, man.
I'll see you April 5th.
What's April 5th?
Meet the Parents at the Wisconsin Film Festival.
Oh, I'm an idiot. Of course. I'm hosting the Q&A. I thought you were doing a Park Ridge thing or something. I cannot wait for that, buddy. It's going to be a blast. And I will plug the heck out of it on this show and on Director's Cut. We'll do all that. It's going to be fun.
All right. Great.
Thanks. All right. Thanks so much, Greg. Have a great night, buddy.
You too. Bye.
All right. That's Greg Liana, our Big Lebowski quiz. Mary Mack on the show tomorrow night and comedian, Appleton-based comedian, Rob Brackenridge. Tomorrow's a great show. I'll be back in Green Bay. Join the fun, folks. Been great having you. Thanks to Greg Liana. And on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, good night, Wisconsin. I'll sing it to your best friend's house. Marmalade, we're making out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll sing it to your best friend's house. I loved you then.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, is it illegal for a law firm to represent someone the government doesn't like? Jim Santel from Amicus, a law review, joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The launch is postponed for the mission that would allow the return of two astronauts stuck on the International Space Station. CBS's Mark Strassman.
NASA has reported a problem and decided to scrub tonight's scheduled launch. The issue is with a hydraulic clamp that is situated near the top of the rocket. It's attached to a piece called the transporter erector, which has to tilt back in order for the rocket to go up. Whatever the issue is, it was apparently considered too much of a risk. So again, tonight's scheduled launch is scrubbed, and with any luck, they'll try again tomorrow night.
With new tariffs on steel and aluminum from anywhere, President Trump is upping the ante in the trade wars. Canada and the EU have responded with retaliatory tariffs. Robert Budway of the lobbying organization, the Can Manufacturers Institute, worries about what's coming down the assembly line.
The impacts will probably be felt in the next 60 to 90 days as we buy more steel and aluminum, and as those